Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pesach series, Drink It in Style. I am Jordana Barachov. I'm so glad that you have joined me again. Last week was awesome. I heard we had a lot of listeners, and we spoke about the concept of Pesach, Passover, and its connection to time, and how unfortunately we get so frantic during this time, and we should really take moments and pause during this time to really work on ourselves, not only on our homes. Today, I'd love to focus on another concept of Pesach, and that is based off of emunah, faith, bitachon, trust, as well as these being core foundations to our lives and to Judaism, but really what's the core foundation of the word Pesach? What is this all about? So as believing Jews, we happen to live by faith, our emunah, our belief in Hashem, but what exactly are we meant to believe? We believe that there's a creator to the world and that he created the world for a certain purpose. We also believe that Hashem continues to be involved in this world, that he is interested in it, that he's interested in us, he's interested in me, he's interested in you. He knows everything that happens and has a hand in everything that's going to happen and does happen or will happen. Nothing takes place by coincidence or by chance. So there's no such thing as chance when it comes to our world or how we live. This belief in Hashem's ongoing direct supervision, what we call Hashkachat Pratit, divine providence, happens to be very unique to Judaism. If you didn't know that, it is. In previous eras, non-Jewish world believed in a creator, but they said, okay, the world means nothing to him now. He created it, and now he's gone. In their opinion, Hashem looked down on the world from afar, and we would look down on an anthill. That's how it was. As if I look at this little ant farm, right? I have nothing to do with that little ant farm. They used to think that God had nothing to do with us. Hashem, they said, was above it all. He's above us, so far above that he doesn't connect to us. How can he possibly lower himself to get involved with us, of the comings and goings of us humans? According to non-Jewish belief, it was beneath Hashem to be involved in such things. That was the ancient way of thinking. And we have different examples in the Torah where it says, Vayarad Hashem, Hashem himself is coming down. One of the classic examples was his Dor HaFlaga, the generation of building the Tower of Babel. It says that before Hashem passed judgment, he went down to analyze, to see. He uses the same language before he destroys Sodom and Amorah. It says that Hashem goes down. He wants to analyze. Rashi explains that this is a teaching tool for people that before you make a judgment, before you pass and think about things, you should really analyze it, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He analyzes. Before you make a statement, understand what's going on. Try to see different people's perspectives. Maybe people have changed. You never know. However, according to our outlook, Hashem is higher up. He is unbelievable. You know what? He comes down like those two examples that I gave in reference to Dor HaFlaga and Sodom. But he comes down all the time. Everything that happens in this world, if I become rich or poor, healthy or sick, it's really all determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all determined by Hashem. He has that capability. He runs this world. So it's interesting when I look at the Ten Commandments, especially the first one, Anochi Hashem. It states, I am Hashem, your God. But then it has a second part to that statement, and this is where it ties into Pesach. It says, I am the God who took you out of the land of Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, out of the house of slavery. So Rabbeinu Asher, known as the Rosh, he wrote in the Or HaChaim, that believing only in the first part of this commandment, Anochi Hashem, that Hashem created the world, is not enough. If it was enough, Hashem would have just left the pasuk like that. He would have just said the Ten Commandments, Anochi Hashem. He wouldn't put the second half. He says, a Jew must also believe in the continuation of the rest of that pasuk, that Hashem took us out of Egypt. Without this belief in Hashkachat Prati, that Hashem is actually involved in the world, our true belief is incomplete. This is the reason why so many of our religions and concepts is based on this historical fact and this historical event that we went through, that we're going to be talking about, Mirat Hashem, in a week and a half at the Seder, Yetziat Mitzrayim, coming out of Egypt. Otherwise, the emphasis would seem strange. Every Kiddush we make, we include the words, remember the Exodus. A person could say, really, did it happen? Yeah, it did. Not just long ago. It's not something that happened just to us when we were slaves in Egypt, but something that is truly going on today, putting within us a sense of emunah and faith, bringing us back to that starting point, that foundation, the foundation of when we had all those Nisim and miracles. It wasn't just about nature. Hashem brought all those plagues on the Egyptians. He proved to everybody how involved he is with his people. When he took us out of Mitzrayim, he took us out of that slavery, Hashem made a clear statement to all. There is a purpose. There is a purpose to his creation, and that purpose is his people. What's our purpose? To keep the Torah and to know that God is continuously involved in our lives. Every single thing that happens in our lives is hashgacha pratit, is divine involvement. So now, what can I understand from this concept of Pesach? What is this divine involvement? How is it that Hashem is involved and intertwined in my life? We look at a few of the sources from Sefer Shemot. One of the first sources I want to look at is from Sefer Shemot, Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel. It says, U'pasachti aleichem. Hashem, as we always translate, passes over. This is during the time of Makat Bechorot. This is the time of the last plague when the firstborns were being killed. And it says that Hashem passed over our homes. Very interesting word, pasachti aleichem. Then again, Asher pasach al beiti b'nei Yisrael. That's later on in Pasuk Chav Zayin. And you had it also in Pasuk Chav Gimel. U'pasach Hashem al ha-Pesach. And Hashem passes over. What does Pesach, Pesach, Pesach mean? So it's interesting. Pesach also appears, that Shorosh also appears in Yeshayahu. And over there, it's used as protection. That Hashem is saving us and protecting us. But my most favorite translation and interpretation of the word comes from Rashi. Rashi explains that the word Pesach is v'chamalti, I have had pity on you. So that the word Pesach, when Hashem gets involved, it's not a type of involvement that he's far away and he's distant emotionally, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved, but was involved with compassion. He has pity on us. When I look at the word rachamim, compassion and pity, the word that's within there is the word rechem. Rechem is a womb, the womb where a baby grows. For 9 months, when the mother is pregnant with her child, she develops the true sense of rachamim, that true sense of compassion. Anyone that's listening who is a female and was fortunate to have children, I know I have six, went through six pregnancies, you learn it very quickly, especially if you get a cold and you can't take cold medicine or cough medicine. You sacrifice for your child already when you're pregnant. You develop this connection, this kesher, with your unborn child in your rachem. You develop that rachamim. You develop that compassion. And that's what we have here. God is as if he is pregnant with us. We're his people. We're his nation. This is just the beginning. This is just the start. This is right now. This is it. This is it, everybody. This holiday, this Chag, is where it all began. This connection, this kesher that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it starts right now with the word Pesach, with the concept of compassion. The compassion that God has for us builds right here. It's the pregnancy. And then when we leave Yitziat Mitzrayim, the exodus is like the birth. But just like anybody else, when we give birth to our children, do we just leave them on the side? We don't leave our children on the side of the road. We are constantly involved in their lives. So too, Hashem is telling us, okay, I got you out. I brought you in. I took care of you. I had rachamim on you. Pasach, Pesach. You have the Yitziat Mitzrayim, the birth, but I'm always with you. That's truly the essence of the holiday. That's the essence of the Chag, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu developed this kesher, developed this connection with us, but doesn't leave us alone. He is always with us. And that is why every single thing we say is always L'zecha Yitziat Mitzrayim, in remembrance of Mitzrayim, because this is the core foundation, to know that we are never alone. That is such an important concept. And that is the message we want to bring home to our families, to our children, to our relatives, this coming Pesach. That we are never alone, no matter what, no matter where we are. In such crazy times that we have right now, I know last year a lot of people were doing Pesach for the very first time on their own. This year maybe some people are able to branch out a little bit more, but it's still not what we're accustomed to. But you know what? In the end,
we're not alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, I am always with you. That is the key to this Chag. That is the key to that first commandment, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am your God, Hashem. But remember, I'm not this God that's far away in the distance. I'm the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Just like I took you out of Mitzrayim, I'll always be there with you. Just grab my hand, and I'll take you. But grab his hand, everybody. Grab HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand nice and tight and cross that road with him, because he's there with us. So I want to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. I'm hoping that we'll get another class in before Pesach. If you want to contact me, you can at jbaruchov@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at jbaruchov. You can listen to my weekly videos called Drink It In. You can find me there as well. I have a website called JordanaTorah.com. You can reach me there too. Any which way, I hope you enjoyed. Have a great day.